Welcome to Torah Rimecha, Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rebecca Belazon, and today we'll be learning Shir HaShirim, Perek Zayin. Most of the Perek are Hashem's words to Knesset Yisrael. He reveals to her how beloved she is in his eyes, and because of this, he promises her that he will bring the Geula. Shuvi Shuvi Hashulamis, turn back, perfect one. Shuvi Shuvi, turn back, v'nechazebach, that we may observe you. Knesset Yisrael continues and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu elevated me and made me important, so much so that the Malachei Asharis asked to see my greatness. It says Shuvi four times, which parallels the four exiles. When we return from these four exiles, then the angels will observe us. V'necha zebach. The angels ask one another, Ma techazu bashulamis? Why do you want to see Knesset Yisrael? How do you know she is so great and important? The ones among them that know the answer, Kimcholat HaMachanayim. We saw the value and importance of Knesset Yisrael when the Nes of Kriyas Yamsif occurred. B'nai Yisrael surrounded a Kadosh Baruch Hu like a circle, a Macholat, and the Shechina was in the middle. And each one was able to point with his finger, Zekeli, this is my God. That was how close they were to Hashem at that time. Pasuk Beis. In response to B'nai Yisrael's request about the coming of the Geula, Hashem asks her not to fear, because she is still beloved in his eyes, and he will bring the Geula. Ma'yafu pa'amayach bana'alim, bat nadiv. How fair were your feet in sandals, O daughter of nobles. Hashem praises B'nai Yisrael and says that they have a zchus that nevertheless will bring the Geula. They have a special yofi, a beauty. The Talmidei Chachamim, they are beautiful. The ones that show them the right path, to the point that even the places that are na'ul, that are locked or closed, they open for them. Sometimes a person's in a situation that he can't discern between good and bad, and the truth is locked from him. By asking Gedolim, by asking Talmidei Chachamim, the truth is unlocked, and they are guided on the right path. It is not only the revealed leaders that bring Klal Yisrael to Shleimus, by showing them how to act in all situations, but even the hidden tzaddikim, the Chamukei Yerechaich, are kimochalaim ma'aseh yedei aman, are like jewels, the work of a craftsman. Their merit protects us and brings us shleimus. So important to stop and reflect on this special praise of Klal Yisrael. Hashem praises Klal Yisrael for these special people whose view of the world is shaped by their deep commitment and involvement in Torah learning. And when we ask for guidance, when we are unsure what the proper Torah path or choice is, that, to Hashem, is praiseworthy and most beautiful. Pasuk Gimel. Sharayach agan hasar al yachser hamazeg. Your navel is like a round bowl, which lacks not for mixed wines. In the future, even the Sharayach, the Rishaim, will have a tikkun and will complete Klal Yisrael's beauty. They will mix with the tzaddikim like water mixes with wine. B'nech aremat chitim suga b'shoshanim. Your stomach is like a heap of wheat hedged about with roses. And your children, the pribitnech, the fruit of your womb, are like wheat clear from chaff and straw, because they are educated and guided by the holiness of the tzaddikim, who are referred to as roses. Pasuk Dalet. And through these chuyot, you will merit leaders, shnei shadayach, two breasts like Moshe and Aaron, who nursed and took care of Klal Yisrael. Pasuk Hey, the Talmidei Chachamim, who are referred to as Savarayach, your neck. Because everything rests on the neck, they are like a Migdal Hashen, an ivory tower, which doesn't bend or bow to other nations. They stand straight and erect. They, the Ayin, the Talmidei Chachamim, they influence and give over Torah like a flowing pool, a brecha. These tzaddikim are equal to and important like the whole world, Bechashbon al Shar Bat Rabin. And therefore, when there is anger before me, apech, I deal with them like I did with the Migdal, with the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning, I took my anger out on the Beis HaMikdash and destroyed it. And so now that there is no Beis HaMikdash, Sofed Pnei Damesek, the anger looks towards Damesek, towards the Talmidei Chachamim. Damesek is an acronym for Dole Umashke Mitoras Rabo L'Acherim, a person who draws out the Torah from his Rebbe and gives it over to others. And when these Talmidei Chachamim are taken, it acts as an atonement for the generation. Hashem continues in Pasuk Vav to strengthen us, not to give up on the Geula, because Roshech, your head, the Melech HaMashiach, is ready to come immediately, but there is something preventing him. Dalet Roshech, and that is Argaman, your sins that are red like Argaman. Nevertheless, Melech Asor Berehatim, Your king is bound in the Rehatim. I am still bound to you because of the tzaddikim, the Rehatim, those who are swift to run before me, like a servant to perform my will. So don't despair about the coming of the Geula, because in their merit, for sure, the time of the Geula will come. Pasuk Zayin. Ma yafit umana emat. How beautiful and how pleasant will it be if the love comes, ahava b'ta'anugim, as a delight. Meaning, how pleasant and wonderful will it be if Mashiach comes because you fixed your ways and you won't need to suffer. Pasuk Ches. But even if your righteousness is not where it needs to be, your koma, your stature, is that of a tamar, a tree which only gives fruit after 70 years, and your leaders, your shadayach, are like clusters, meaning they are able to be mashpia, to give over, but only minimally. Pasuk Tes. Nevertheless, even if you are not so righteous, I will ascend on the palm tree. I will rest my shechina on you. Rav Chaim Vital once asked his Rebbe, the Ari, what merit his generation has in comparison to the earlier generations. How could they possibly have merits when they are almost nothing like those who came before them? The Ari answered that since now the Sitra Achra, the power for bad, is so strong, something small, which we do in our generation, is just as important before Hashem as doing a lot in the previous generations. This is a great chizuk, that any effort or love we put into even a small mitzvah is valued in Hashem's eyes, and therefore He will bring the geula, as Hashem says, "E'eleh batamar." I will go up on the palm tree, even though it only gives fruit after 70 years, and perhaps is not as fruitful as maybe those before it. Hashem continues. And not only that, in the time of the Geula, Ochaza b'sansaniv, I will grasp its branches. I will choose those who are not so worthy. And your mashpiyim, your leaders, shadayach ke'eshkolot hagefen, will be like clusters of grapes. They will be full of juice and sweetness. They will bestow upon you abundance and influence. And the smell of your af, your sins, will be like tapuchim, like apples, as they will be transformed into merits. Pasuk Yud. In the time of the Geula, not only will the teachers give over Torah like clusters of grapes, ke'eshkolot ha-gefen, but the students will be able to receive that which was given over. Chikich ki'yayin ha-tov, your speech will be like good wine. They will understand what was taught, and they will taste the sweetness of Torah like good wine, ki'yayin ha-tov. Holech ledodi misharim. It will go to my beloved in the straight, yashar, right way, not like wine which intoxicates. Because of the power of the few mitzvos you keep, I will raise you up to high places, and you will not be damaged from the great wisdom I will reveal to you at that time. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Knesset Yisrael responds, Ribono Shel Olam, we know that you desire to cleave to us more than we desire to cleave to you, when really it should be the opposite, as the part desires to connect to the whole. Even though, Ani L'Dodi, I am a piece of you, and I am secondary to you, how great is your kindness to us that it's the opposite. Alai teshukaso, you desire us. So therefore, Bnei Yisrael says to Hashem, L'chadodi, neitzei hasadeh, come, my beloved, let's go out to the field, just you and I, without the burden of a galus. Nalina bikfarim, please remove for us the burden of sustenance, the old parnasa, like when we left Mitzrayim and we ate the man, which looked kikfor, as the pasuk says, zak kikfor. And then we will be able to do everything you desire. Klal Yisrael is telling Hashem that the reason she doesn't yearn enough for the Geula is because of the burden of Galus hangs over her. And so we ask Hashem to remove it so we can really desire the connection and work to strengthen it. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Klal Yisrael continues and says, if you free us from the burden of Galus, Nashkima lekramim. We will get up early to go to the kramim, to the base medrash, and then nireh impercha hagefen. We will see the talmid hachamim flowering, and pitach hasmadar. The tender grapes will appear. The tinokos shabesh rabbanan. The children will understand it, and they will be clever. And even the rishaim, who are compared to pomegranates, will bloom. And then we will be able to bring out the love we have inside. Sham etein et odailach. There, I will give you my love to you. I put the theory into practice because now it's hard because the burden of galus hangs over me. Hadudaim natnu reach. The baskets emit fragrance. Pasuk Yedalid. These are the two baskets of figs, one good and one bad, in the prophecy of Yirmiyahu, representing different people and experiences in the exile. They started to give forth a good smell. They started to return and become better due to the Yisurei Hagalas, the suffering in exile. Va'al pitzchenu kol megadim. And at our door are luscious fruit. The good inside us, the luscious fruit, is waiting at the door, ready to emerge. Just please begin to arouse me, to wake me up. Chadashim gam yishenim, new and old. Those which Chazal innovated, new things, and the old, the things which you wrote in your Torah. Dodi tzafanti lach, my beloved, they are tzafun bilibi. They are hidden in my heart right now, and I want to serve you with them. I want to properly follow the words of Chazal and the words of your Torah, but I can't serve you fully and with emes, with truth, because of the suffering I'm experiencing and the force of the Yetzer Hara. And therefore, we continue in the next parak to ask Hashem for a time when we can properly keep the mitzvos. I'd like to focus a little bit on Shlomo, the author of our Sefer, and the other Svarim he wrote. The Medrash in Shir HaShirim Rabba tells us that just as David, Shlomo's father, was forgiven for his transgression, so too was Shlomo. The Medrash continues, V'lo od, ela shesharta alav ruach hakodesh ve'amar gimel svarim, mishlei v'koheles v'shir HaShirim. And not only that, Heavenly Spirit rested upon him, and he wrote three books, Mishlei, Koheles, and Shir HaShirim. This needs explanation. What is the connection between Shlomo being forgiven for his sins and the writing of these Svarim? According to the Shvilei Pinchas, through the Svarim, Shlomo is rectifying his mistakes and giving over the lessons he learned as a result. It is with these three Svarim that Shlomo was strengthening Klal Yisrael to walk in the ways of Hashem and to cleave to him with simplicity, without trying to outsmart the reason or the purpose for the mitzvos. There are three special mitzvos lo sase that are given to a king, and Shlomo HaMelech, being the wisest of all men, thought that their reasons did not apply to him, and he would not be affected by not following them. And so, these three Svarim come to strengthen us to go in the ways of Hashem, specifically in the places or realms where we may struggle. Ultimately, these Svarim come to remind us and enlighten us of the proper way to live and serve Hashem. The Torah tells a king, Lo yarbelo susim, not to amass too many horses, which are the instructions not to put too much hishtadlus, too many efforts into doing things, not more than is necessary. Man may think too many horses will ensure his victory in battle. To this, Shlomo writes Mishlei, where he instructs, Sus muchan liyom melchama v'lashen hachua. A horse is ready for the day of war, but victory is Hashem's. A person needs to put in the proper effort. He needs to ready his horse for the battle, but not excessively, as real victory is in Hashem's hands, and therefore there is no need to accumulate too many horses. Sefer HaKoheles corresponds to another lav, that of V'kesev v'zahav lo yarbelo ma'od. A king should not amass too much gold or silver. The desire to have and collect money and material possessions. To this, Shlomo explains in Goheles that all of the kinyanei olam hazeh, the physical items a person can amass in this world, are hevel havalim. They're vanity and pointless. The only currency that is really valuable is mitzvos and yiras shemayim. Ki zeh kol ha'adam, because this is the essence of man. And finally, Shir HaShirim corresponds to the third lav, and that is lo yarbelo nashim. A king should not take too many wives. The desire for the male-female relationship is not meant to be expressed in many wives, but rather is an example and a conduit to understand the ideal relationship we are meant to have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the deep connection and closeness of a marriage, a passionate, dynamic, and loving relationship. Shlomo HaMelech, the wisest of all men, is strengthening us in the belief that Hashem's instructions for us are what is ultimately best for us, and it is not for us to outsmart God. Though there are things that may distract us from our mission and focus in life, too much effort, the pursuit of money or pleasure, the relationship with Hashem, belief in Him, and following His mitzvos are ultimately what will bring us to where we need to be. Thank you for studying together in the memory of our beloved father and grandfather, Ted Ordin, Mordechai ben Ephraim, and Miriam Golda, in commemoration of his 10th Yahrzeit. His family is forever grateful for his devotion to family, vision, courage, and optimism. May the merit of our collective learning elevate his neshama and bring unity and peace to Klal Yisrael. Helen and Moshe Sassavar and family.